The leader of the Social Democrats, former Prime Minister Jiří Paroubek, has come under fire from within his own party after an unimpressive showing in recent Senate and local elections. There have also been rumblings of disapproval from former party boss Miloš Zeman. In the past, his disfavour has signalled the writing on the wall for previous Social Democrat leaders. Rob Cameron has the story.
A year ago, Jiří Paroubek was seen by the Social Democrats as a saviour, the man who pulled the party out of the doldrums after months of crisis. Mr. Paroubek, who served as Prime Minister until June of this year, was credited with stabilising the then-governing Social Democrats, weakened by highly publicised scandals and the successive resignations of previous leaders Stanislav Gross and Vladimír Špidla. His aggressive, uncompromising style and rousing speeches gave the party a new energy, and the Social Democrats went into the June elections with a feeling of unity and high hopes. They didn't win, but scored their best ever election result. Now things are rather different. The party is once again languishing in the opinion polls. The recent Senate and local elections were not a disaster, but nothing to celebrate either. Jiří Paroubek's handling of those elections has now been criticised by deputy leader Zdeněk Škromach. Jiří Paroubek pulled the party out of the basement, he said in a newspaper interview, but we need to say where we're going next. He called for the party to find new people to allow the Social Democrats to beat the Civic Democrats. And there was also criticism from former leader Miloš Zeman, now in retirement in his cottage in the country. In interviews with several national newspapers on Tuesday, he said there was no room in politics for hysteria and called for early elections to resolve the ongoing stalemate, something Mr. Paroubek bitterly opposes, because if the opinion polls are to be believed, they would be a disaster both for the Social Democrats and, by extension, for him personally. Jiří Paroubek is still fully in control of his party, and a few isolated rebellions do not signify a full-scale revolt. But he will need to reassert his authority fast if he is to avoid following in the footsteps of Vladimír Špidla and Stanislav Gross.
That report was by Rob Cameron.